All right, here is our intro.
We're all in this together! We're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol? Dinner was full!
Ah, yeah. You checked our shitters, honey?
Clark.
It's time to unwrap another Hoppy Holidays. Welcome to Brew Crime, the podcast where we drink brews, talk about crime, conspiracies, or whatever catches our attention. I'm JT, and my co-host...
This is Mike.
He sounded so excited.
Woo!
And we have a very, very special guest with us, and I am going to let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sneha from Kuni, The Crimes of India. How is everyone?
Very, very good. I mean, it's evening here, so we're having some beers. It's rather early there for you, so
yeah,
thank you for joining us. It's early.
Thank
it's
you.
Early,
yeah,
so I mean... it's tequila.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
100%.
Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you for joining us. I am going to immediately make you regret probably being on with my story. It's great. Probably not. All right, so my story is called His Name is Poinsettia, But He Will Cut You.
Oh, my.
I mean, you know. So police in Italy have arrested four alleged mafia gangsters over a Christmas extortion scam.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, scams. We just finished talking about scams, didn't we, Mike?
Yes, we did.
The men have been forcing shop owners to buy poinsettias, red-leaved plants known in Italy as Christmas stars, for 100 times the wholesale price.
Oh, it sounds like roses on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Or marigolds here during Diwali, so.
Oh, I bet.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love some marigolds in my house. It would brighten the place up, and then I'd accidentally kill them, probably. I'm no good at it. I don't want to do that. I want them to stick around. By the way, for those of you who have dogs and or other animals at home, poinsettias are extremely poisonous, so keep them out of reach of animals, in case you didn't know that.
Hmm.
Anyways.
I did not know that.
So the gangsters in the southern city of Naples have been demanding as much as 100 euros, 85 pounds, $140.
Holy.
Yeah, which is like, what, 170 Canadian, probably about the
probably
point,
something like that.
Oh
yeah.
My God, no.
I did not do the full. I did not go straight across the board. I didn't know I was going to be reading this for you too. I'm sorry. I don't know what the conversion is.
No, it's fine.
Damn, JT, come on.
I know.
Fail.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be an American.
It's okay. It's not your fault. It's fine.
Yeah, you were just born there.
I was just born there. Maybe it's America. Maybe it's Maybelline. It's all right. So they've been demanding as much as that a plant for the past three festive seasons, police say. Owners who refused the mob's, quote, Christmas offer had their shops vandalized.
Of course.
It sounds like a...
Yeah, paying for protection.
Right? So, yeah. Quote, it wasn't someone dressed like Santa Claus tapping on the doors of shop owners and businesses. Instead, there were four emissaries of the Mozzarella clan. That's right, Mozzarella. M-A-Z-Z-A-R-E-L-L-A, Mozzarella.
Oh, hope they don't get in a beef with the pizza family.
Listen, if mozzarella hits pepperoni, we're all done. It's over. But the men were trying to raise funds... This is why they were doing it. They were trying to raise funds for the families and legal fees of jailed gang members, police said. Which okay. I would like to call that a Trump scam. Da, da, da.
Yes.
I'll call him out. I don't care. He doesn't have enough money to come after me anymore anyways. He's got a lot of classified documents, but that's about it. All right, the BBC's Alan Johnston in Rome says mafiosi extortion rackets are the curse of business life in much of southern Italy. It's hard enough to have a business these days, let alone having to, you need our protection. I really don't. but you do. I don't. No, you do buy this flower.
Yeah, the scam is wild.
It's a wild scam. Do you have anything like this in India?
Oh, we have so many things like this in India.
Really?
Every single festival, there is like, if someone wants to open up a shop or a stall, you open it up because nothing is very regulated. So you're either paying off the police or you're paying off someone like this.
Oh my gosh. Really?
And, yeah, and the mafia is just the police.
Jesus.
It's like Mexico. And,
yeah.
Don't get her in trouble,
and then, yeah.
I said it. She didn't.
I've said worse. Mike knows.
Yes.
Yesterday. Just yesterday.
No, I mean, there are times when you have... So they obviously come to collect protection money. And in India, sometimes they send kids to collect the money. So it's just... Yeah. So you have like a flower shop or a shop which has, you know, things, other things that you need for like fireworks at Diwali. Sometimes you get kids to collect the money.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It just, it's funny because, you know, they're like lording over grown men three times their size. But yeah,
it's like Fagin and Oliver Twist, where he sends out the kids to rob the rich folks in the city of London or whatever. It's that's wild.
I love to hear that fireworks and Diwali are a thing there too, because they are definitely a thing here.
Yes, they're a thing there because they're a thing here.
Yeah, it sounds like a war zone. It's just nonstop for days.
Yes, for hours.
I have fireworks outside my house on any day that ends in Y.
No, those are gunshots, JT.
That's not this part. Okay. But maybe, mostly fireworks, because apparently we're celebrating something. It never fails. Every day at night, we'll hear one, and then somebody will post on our little neighborhood, little Facebook group, that's like, what are we celebrating today? Nobody knows. Nobody in arrest, I hope. But no, they just keep shooting them off. Oh, God, I've learned so many new things today. Well, that was His Name is Poinsettia, and He Will Cut You. So... Now you understand why I titled that. Oh, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning into Hoppy Holidays. You can go to brewcrime.com, check us out. Any socials, Brewcrime. And also, where can we find you?
Oh, hi. So we are Cooney, The Crimes of India. We're on all podcast platforms. We're on Instagram at Cooney Podcast. We're on Twitter. And you can even email us if you want at CooneyPodcast@gmail.com.
And that is K-H-O-O-N-I, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just for all the Americans out there.
I will link it anyways.
It's true.
Yeah, actually, I think 10% of our listeners are from the U.S., so that's a lot. So you can,
That is pretty high, yeah.
That is good. That's sweet. All right. Well, thanks. Well,
thank you.
Zing!